Welcome to another episode of Wholesaler Masterminds Radio. You know, I've been speaking to a lot of people lately who've been telling me that they have been listening, which is really heartening, I have to tell you. So I'm delighted that you've tuned in for another episode. Please remember you can find Wholesaler Masterminds Radio at iTunes. Turn on one of your colleagues to Wholesaler Masterminds Radio. Please do. And always remember that Wholesaler Masterminds Radio is brought to you by I Carry the Bag, the official magazine of wholesaling. We have a very, very good guest for you today. I don't know if you're familiar with the name Jeff Havens. I met Jeff just last week. I was at the National Speakers Association meeting, of which he is not a member. Having said that, he was on the main stage, and I found him to be engaging and also humorous, and I thought, what a great guy to bring over to, Wholesaler Masterminds Radio. I'll give you a little bit from his bio, and then, of course, I have to read you a disclaimer. and then we'll be off to the races with Jeff Havens. He's Phi Beta Kappa. Now, some of you in the audience might actually be Phi Beta Kappa. I, however, am not. I think my SAT score was barely into four digits. Having said that, he is Phi Beta Kappa graduate of Vanderbilt University. He began his career as a high school teacher, and then he followed his dad into the world of stand-up comedy. And he had the opportunity to work in some of the best clubs around the country, engaging audiences through laughter. And he's got some really cool titles that he'd be willing to come in and do in front of audiences at your firm or audiences that you want to sponsor by your firm. Things like Uncrapify Your Life, How to Get Fired, which is also the title of his book, and Unleash Your Inner Tyrant. And as you can imagine, this might be a little step off from our normal interview at Wholesaler Masterminds Radio. But before we start, before I bring Jeff on, I want to read the disclaimer that I found at one of the websites that he writes for, Head Drama, because in addition to that, he's been on Business Week and Wall Street Journal and CNBC and AOL and Fox Business News. And by God, we have a star here today. But here's the disclosure. Jeff Havens will be saved harmless from any readers, or in this case, listeners, claim that their understanding or implementation of the advice from this radio show had any adverse effect. No specific outcome is implied or promised. The column is for general informational purposes only, not intended as legal or professional psychological advice, nor is it a substitute for face-to-face counseling or psychotherapy. Accordingly, listeners should not act upon information on this radio show without seeking appropriate professional advice. Wholesalers, would you please welcome Jeff Havens?
Thank you very much. That disclaimer it proves that everything I say is useless and shouldn't be taken seriously.
Well, in that case, let's launch into our topic today. There's so many possibilities that we could have talked about today. You are writing something for I Carry the Bag, which
yes.
is all around sales rejection. So we're not going to go there today because we want people to read your work and I Carry the Bag and subscribe. But today you said that you had some insights about professional etiquette.
Yeah, I'm putting together a new presentation for companies called Becoming a More Annoying You because the issue of professional etiquette for people of pretty much every industry and of every income level is becoming a bigger and bigger deal. And specifically, I think for your audience, the biggest issue right now is the ubiquitous use of cell phones in meetings and the way that they function essentially as a giant middle finger to the person who's conducting the meeting. I think it's probably, of the managers I've spoken to, the meeting leaders, et cetera, probably the single most annoying thing that their audiences have started doing.
But
and
Jeff,
it seems to be pretty endemic.
Well, I agree, but I mean, look, I'm a busy guy. I need to keep in touch with clients. You know,
sure.
part of I've worked with Rob in coaching to be able to define my personal brand, and part of my personal brand is being able to be back to clients in a nanosecond, perhaps less. How am I going to detach?
I don't know. I'm not sure that anybody is going to be able to. The only comparison that I can make is that I think most people who learn how to turn their phone off, we've got this weird Pavlovian response now. Whenever you get a beep or whenever you think you might have gotten a beep, actually I think it's subconscious at this point, you think that the advice or that whatever you're about to read is of critical importance and needs to be addressed immediately. And at the same time, all of us are able somehow to go on airplanes, turn our things off for 2 or 3 hours, and then land and catch up with our business with no adverse effects for having done so. Meetings generally don't last as long as an airplane flight. But at the same time, people are like, I've got this meeting for 20 minutes. There's absolutely no way that I'm going to be able to sit there for 20 whole minutes without getting back to the world in all its various ways. So I'm hopeful that someday people will realize that as important as we all are, we're not quite as important as we all think.
So having said that, one you know, issue, and though we make light of it, you know, it is important because we've had cities that have actually banned texting while walking.
I know, it's awesome.
Didn't Philadelphia ban texting while walking?
I think so, because people were walking into trees, and more importantly, people were walking into traffic, which I think is hilarious. I would like to ban phone calls in the bathroom, because I don't care who you're talking to. You can either wait in the hall for 5 minutes and just hold it, people, or you can tell them, I'm going into a tunnel or whatever, and then hang up for 5 minutes, do your thing, and continue the phone call. But I don't want to have to listen to you while I'm in the bathroom. That's my private moment. Leave me my serenity.
And I don't want this to degenerate into a sophomoric interview. I don't know what's more irritating. Is it the headset-wearing conversation at the stand-up urinal thing, or is it the voices you hear, and ladies, maybe you can relate to this one, the voices you hear emanating out of the stall? It's like, isn't there something else you should be doing in there?
There is. I would say it's the stall, because that closed stall door makes your voice echo a little bit.
Yes.
And there's no way that the person you're talking to doesn't hear that echo. And I know that they're never going to say it to you, but they're thinking to themselves, is he going to the bathroom right now? Are we having a business call while he's going to the bathroom? That's not entirely professional, but nobody's ever going to say it, because what if you're wrong? It's like asking a lady, oh, when are you due, and then finding out that she's not actually pregnant.
Yeah, that's definitely a faux pas. But there is a distinct echo chamber sound that emanates out of a public facility. So, yes, I agree with you. So, what else is on that etiquette list that is really – you're compelled to write an entire presentation around it. Tell me more.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to think of the two things that you can do while emailing. And a lot of this becomes pressure based on the fact that we're expected to do more. We're expected to get back to people more quickly. Everybody's trying to keep connected with more and more people all the time. And my favorite two things you can do in your emails to annoy others is to write them the same way that you write your texts. You know, vowels are overrated. Nobody needs those. Anyway. And also to use spell check as your proofreading and nothing else. Because, I mean, honestly, you don't have the time to make sure that what you're writing is actually what you intended people to read. You know, they'll figure it out on their own. I'm sure they'll fill in the words that you've left out. And the nice thing about spell check is that it only ensures that you spell the word right. It doesn't actually ensure that you use the right word. So you can have a perfectly spelled email that still makes you look like an idiot.
You know, to your point, and I know that how you express your message is paramount. What's under the hood of that is what echoes and what resonates. And from a management standpoint, and wholesalers, listen to this one, okay? From a management standpoint, just because it's coming from a BlackBerry doesn't mean it's okay to fill it with crappy grammar, bad punctuation, or poor word choice. Because it still echoes back on you.
Well, it really does. And I think, as much as we'd like to pretend otherwise, the way that you dress says a lot about what other people think you are. We all make judgments based upon appearance. And we all make those same kinds of judgments based upon the way that others write. And maybe there'll be a time when, you know, the teenagers of today kind of have completely changed grammar and punctuation and communication, and maybe there's going to be no vowels and no stops and no complete words. And at that point, I'm hoping I'm dead. But until then, we still have to write in complete sentences, I think. The other fun thing you can do, and I cannot overrate the enjoyment I get out of this enough, is make sure that your smartphone, especially your iPhone, is set to autocorrect. Because whoever designed the iPhone autocorrect system truly has no idea what words belong next to what other words. It is amazing.
One of the things that's most frustrating for me about the iPhone, and if somebody out there has a way for me to fix this, please let me know. Every time I go to sign my name, which those of you know is R-O-B like boy, it autocorrects it to R-O-N. And unless I'm able, it's true, unless I'm able to get my fat finger on that little frickin' X to turn that Ron off, my emails go out, sign Ron. So if you ever get an iPhone message from me signed Ron coming from ShoreSpeak, I've not hired a new employee. It's simply my inability to fix that.
That is hysterical. There's a website for people who are entertained. I think it's called like iPhone autocorrect screwup.com or something like that. And they've compiled a list of the more adorable autocorrect mistakes people have bothered to record. And most of them are far too vulgar for polite company. But the one that I saw that entertained me the most was a conversation between a father and his daughter. And he said, your mother and I are going to divorce this summer. And the daughter responds back. She's like, what? What's wrong? Tell me. What? Call me. And he writes back and he says, Disney, this phone changed my word. We're going to Disney.
Yeah.
I thought that was great. Very tense 20 minutes for his daughter there until she got the right answer.
Anything else on the etiquette front? Because maybe if we have a moment, we'll do a quick take on some of your prior work, because I know you have.
Oh, sure. Sure. I guess if I had to knock down conflict resolution, for example, if I had to talk about the one piece of advice that I thought would be the most effective for people to take away from this radio session, it would be that the loudest person wins. That I think is the most important thing to know about conflict resolution. If somebody's talking to you, then you can shout at them. If you drown them out, that's basically the same as having a better argument.
Ah, indeed it is.
seems like some people think so, at least.
I want to ask you a little bit about two of your topics.
Sure.
One in particular, but before I do, I just want to make our listeners aware, as they always know, that this is brought to you by I Carry the Bag Radio. I Carry the Bag Magazine. This is Wholesaler Mastermind Radio, brought to you by I Carry the Bag Magazine. But I just do want to let you know, because I seem to be seeing an uptick in Wholesaler Mastermind coaching inquiries. If you're thinking about the fact that you're not reaching your potential, your manager is not delivering the right level of engagement to you, you're not being held accountable by the right people, you don't want to disappoint your friends and family, you're not making as much money as you think you should make, everything that goes hand in hand with having to excel as a really professional, great wholesaler, give me a call, go to the website, ping me in some way, shape, fashion, or form, and let's talk about Wholesaler Mastermind coaching, because it could well make sense. There's group and there's also private sessions available, and there's also a brand new preferred partner where I'm going to jump in your hip pocket and be your sales manager, except I can't fire you and I can't promote you, but I darn sure can make you a better wholesaler. So having said that, I love this one title, Uncrapify Your Life. I mean, I just like the title. I could say it a few more times. What is that?
When I came out of the world of like pure stand-up comedy and into kind of the corporate training world, that was the first of the presentations I put together. And it's when I started to kind of, I guess, solidify my delivery, which is essentially to help people do things better by telling them how to do them very badly. I like the reverse psychology approach. So Uncrapify Your Life encourages people to criticize the people around them and to blame them for your failures, to outsource blame, essentially. Outsourcing being, of course, just the wave of modern business. We've outsourced textiles, manufacturing. We've outsourced a lot of IT. There's no reason not to outsource your blame as well.
Can I outsource my blame to India?
I think you could, but it's much easier and more effective to blame somebody related to whatever problem has arisen. That's why it is, first, very important to get yourself into a work group of some kind, but more importantly, to get somebody else to lead it, because it will be the leader of that group who is generally blamed for whatever problems have arisen. So you want to keep it, keep your friends close and your enemies closer, that basic philosophy. You want to keep the people you're blaming, you want to keep them as close to the problem as possible.
Understood. What's another basic tenet of uncrapifying your life?
It centers around the MyFab MOFA plan. Everybody has an acronym, and that's mine. It's make yourself feel awesome by making others feel awful.
how does that actually live in corporate America today?
I think you do it by offering people criticisms that sound like compliments, or masking your criticism beneath a veneer of decency. And there's all kinds of phrases you can do this, no offense being my favorite, because number one, you can finish that sentence with anything, but more importantly, if the person you're talking to gets upset with what you say, it's pretty much their fault. I mean, after all, you weren't trying to offend them, they're just a little sensitive, they need to lighten up. It's beautiful. But the other one that I think is great for managers, especially for people who have employees that answer to them, would be, I appreciate the effort. Because that's a lie. No, you don't. I appreciate the effort. Has never been ended with, so here's your bonus.
Oh, that is so true. Jeff, it has been a delight to have you. And you know, we intentionally keep these kind of in snack size snippets.
Sure.
Generally, these are listened to as our community travels from point to point. So you're probably rolling up to your next appointment right now. And we appreciate you, number one, Jeff Havens, coming on to Wholesale Mastermind Radio. Thank you. Appreciate that very much.
Oh, well, thank you for having me.
And wholesalers, grab more of Jeff's work in the upcoming winter issue of I Carry the Bag magazine. It'll be on newsstand soon. And we hope you join us again soon for another riveting,
I'd love to.
another riveting episode of Wholesaler Mastermind Radio. Thanks.